The Heartland Cyclones have now won 6 straight games after beating Glenwood 66-44 last night. Their balanced scoring and offensive ball movement have led to success underneath the hoop, while also forcing defenses into uncomfortable circumstances. Head coach Zach Klassen has seen this in every game so far this season, which has led his top scorers to stay at the top.
I think balanced scoring for the most part has kind of been key to our success. I know we've faced several teams that have really focused on taking the pain away from Eric and Rust, and then trying to lock up Sweezel on the arc, and other kids have stepped up and scored, and then all of a sudden they switch defenses and it opens things up for those two as well. And then just trying to find some transition points here and there.
Heartland is led in scoring by a trio of players, including Ari Sweezel, Hannah Soderman, and Erica Rust. Sweezel has been averaging around 16 points and 5 rebounds per game, while Soderman has been putting down 11 points through 6 games. Russ has also been so good down low in the paint that she has been able to average a double-double in games so far this season with 10 points and 10 rebounds. These three have been putting in the time and effort to get these successful results.
I think just putting in a lot of time, spending time, you know, outside of practice, you know, after practice is done, just spending time shooting and getting free throws up and things like that. And a lot of time put in the off season, and that's really, really important.
A couple of players have impressed Coach Klassen, including Ava Monson, who averages just under 5 points and 5 rebounds per game. But she has also been the leader in offensive efficiency, which has controlled the momentum for the Cyclones. Another player is Molly Swenson, who has been averaging 9 points per game after coming back from last season's injury. These two, along with the Heartland bench, may not be leading in scoring, but surely have been crucial in the Cyclones' successful start.
You know, Ava Munson, not really a surprise, I guess, but not really putting much in the points area, but just a great rebounder and getting a lot of assists and steals for us, and kind of controls the tempo, gets things going, keeps tempo at the pace we want it to be at. You know, Molly picked up kind of where she left off before she got injured last year. Been playing pretty well, shooting the three pretty well. And then just getting some good minutes out of our kids off the bench, Grace Albertson and Kinsley Brooke coming in, a couple more bigs for us. So, you know, the good thing is we got 3 6-plus footers that we can rotate through in case we get in foul trouble or we need a little break here or there. So plenty of size, so we don't have to change our game plan much when we sub out.
Arlen has been on the offensive tempo of a sprint rather than a marathon. They score quickly and go on a quick run, but then will give up long runs in which they have to come quickly back on. Coach Klassen is looking to not only stop those runs, but create the marathon of scoring smooth and steady.
We really need to focus. It seems like we're a team that goes on runs and we'll get up a decent amount, and then it's almost like we just get lethargic and kind of sleepwalk our way through it, and we'll give up a big run coming back at us if we let it happen. Just by, you know, getting kind of careless with the ball, maybe not being as patient, taking a quick three-pointer or something like that,
sure.
You know, in the half court. We just need to make sure we continue to play the same ball for 32 minutes instead of, you know, playing really good for 5-6 and then giving up a 3-minute run where we're just kind of going through the motions.
Heartland Community will be taking on Red Oak at home on Friday, December 15th at 6 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.